joined The Breakfast Club.
You have. And we're wrapped that you have on RSN 927. Stick around till 8:30. Racing Pulse is from that point in time onwards with Michael Felger. We'll touch base with Blue Eyes after 8 and find out what's coming up. But Glenn McFarlane's in the studio with us going through all the latest news in the AFL. And we've been able to track down Johnny Barker, assistant coach of the Blues, who I'm sure was very, very content with the performance of his boys on the weekend against the Giants. Not too content to just relax and sit on his laurels, I'm sure. But it was a wonderful weekend, and it really has been a terrific learning year for the Blues. He joined us on The Breakfast Club. Good morning, Barks.
Morning, gents.
Great to have you on board. Now, we know that you're not getting too carried away, but it was a fantastic performance, a really disciplined performance. Great structure, holding up under the heat of battle. You must have been very pleased with what the outcome was on the weekend.
Yeah, look, it's good to give the give the boys a bit of reward. I think it sort of franks a little bit of the growth that we've seen this year. Probably been in front a few games late in games and not being able to just keep sustaining. And so for the boys to get a result like that, just keeps giving them confidence in the program we're running here and the direction we're heading.
I've had a lot of fun listening to Brendan Bolton talk through the year. And one of his comments that is ringing true to me or ringing in my ears, Barks, is the one where he said, we're not measured by wins and losses, we're measured by how we play. In theory, that sounds really good, but how easy is that to get across to your playing group who really identify more often than not with winning and losing?
Yeah, well what we try and do is break it down to how we grow, and you've got to be able to show and demonstrate that growth week to week, even if you aren't winning. And what happens is, you know, that accumulation ends up, coming to fruition in a game like the weekend. But we've got to show them the little bits and pieces that make up wins like the one on Sunday. And sometimes we're not going to get across the line in this period of growth for us. But they've got to still have confidence that our program is taking us in the right direction.
Barks, Glenn McFarlane, mate. Good luck for the weekend ahead. I see you using the word growth. Usually it's sprouts out there at Carlton,
yeah,
and I see
shoots,
that
yeah.
Sam Doherty was saying the sprouts last night. You must be wrapped with some of the kids, but the experienced guys, particularly Matthew Cruiser, how pleased have you been with Cruz and the way his body's held up for a great year?
Oh, look, he's got massive character, and he's played under duress in bits and pieces throughout his career. Obviously he's been injured a little bit, but he's got a massive ticker, and he probably epitomises what we want to stand for in many ways at Carlton. Just a never say die attitude, and even though he is getting towards the latter stages of his career, still keen to grow, still keen to get better, still finding ways in his game that he can improve, and that's why in many ways he leads the way here.
Barks, what about the feel-good story? Liam Jones, maligned up forward. I'm hoping it was you that suggested to put him down the back line in the VFL. Take credit, please. And the players, you can see that he's obviously a popular guy down there, but fantastic to see a guy get the opportunity and take it.
Yeah, look, he's a good player, and I think what's happened is when he's had his opportunities here in the past as a forward, he hasn't had a lot of quality, clean ball, probably hadn't taken the opportunities. But I think it was one of the recruiters that said, why don't we throw him down back and give him a bit of a look? So I won't take credit for it, but he's just super, he's strong in the contest. He's really strong at ground level. When he's matched up against an opponent who takes him to the ball, he just plays good footy. So, it was a good move from the match committee's point of view, and we're hopeful that he continues his good form.
Barks, I know you've got some further match committee to go, but do you tag Gary Ablett, and is he taggable the way he's playing at the moment?
There's different versions of tagging at the moment, and you can try and apply team defence against guys like that. Sometimes you can try and get a hold of them with an individual and transition. Sometimes you can do it at stoppage. It depends on where he hurts you the most. But we, as you said, we've still got match minutes this afternoon, so we'll talk through all those permutations and work out how dangerous and damaging he is from an effective point of view in terms of their ability to score and win, and then we'll work it out. But I had a look at him versus Hawthorn last week, and he was pretty solid.
Sure was.
He was handy.
He's got a knack of being solid. Yeah. Gary.
Well, you have 40 and three goals or something. John, can I ask you just about the role that you've got at Carlton and how much you're enjoying it? Because obviously you had a choice to make when Brendan got the job as to whether to stay, and I know you still have aspirations to be a senior coach, but how have you enjoyed the role you've got and how much have you learnt in the last 18 months?
Look, they're two pretty solid questions. Really enjoying the role. I've always felt like I've been invested in Carlton. Obviously, I haven't been here for a while, and had a good conversation with Bolt when he got here about my intent and what his plans were for Carlton. And you know, the program he put forth was one that I was basically aligned, very similar types of coaching philosophies. And because of that alignment, I was just, you know, well, I'm in. In terms of the last year and a half, it's been great. I think because I spent a bit of time with Clarko, I can see little bits and pieces of Bolt and Clarko, some of his mannerisms, and that can happen when you've been with a coach for a while. I've had a couple of St Kilda boys text me to say that in press conferences I sound a little bit like Rossi, or I threw out a few little Rossisms, and I thought, oh, not sure if that's a good thing or bad. Yeah, look, I've enjoyed the time and learning plenty, obviously, as well. Neil Craig's been great as a director of coaching. Spent a fair bit of time with him, and the program's on the up and up, mate. We're looking forward to a big future.
Can I ask you about the role of the runner? We've been discussing that. It's been in the news for the last couple of days. How do you use the runner? What does he do?
Well, we've got a different philosophy with our runner. Our runner can tend to run a bit slow as the game wears on, and Bolt gets a little bit annoyed with him. So we've got the problem of trying to get him off, not keep him on. And whenever there's a bit of an issue with my area and Bolt starts to get a bit agitated, I'll just say, oh, God, the runner's been out there for a while, Bolt, and then he diverts his attention to get a bit upset about getting the runner off. So he can be a nice little deflection. Oh, look, it's about intent, I think, and you can clean that up pretty quick, I would have thought.
Could you live with that one, Johnny?
Well, I think what you'll find is that the programs that have the best education, that drive the best problem solvers or grow the best problem solvers in terms of players, will have the biggest. I think will perform the best, because at the end of the day, what you're trying to do as a coach is you're trying to help solve problems that keep popping up, and if you've got players that are very good at it, and that's really a reflection of your program, then you're going to be better off. So could we do without it? Quite possibly. Will we like to do without it? As coaches, we like to feel like we'd lose a bit of control, and, yes, and that's something that we love, but yeah, you probably could.
Reward the teams or the clubs that have got the good leaders or the good football programs that will benefit on a game day.
It's a very good point. It's a very good point.
Get yourself down on the bench, Johnny. Just do some coaching down on the ground.
Johnny, half took the opportunity with the runner debate to talk about the best sledge he got from Ken Judge through Chris Connolly. Can you remember the best sledge you got from a runner in your career, mate?
Yeah, look, Judgey had a few nice ones. Robert Shaw was pretty handy.
Oh, yeah.
I got a nice Gatorade cup shower at half-time one day. It was, but,
from the coach?
He kicked the bin, and there was a hell of a lot of Gatorade cups in there, and they headed in my direction. I think I tried to take a mark about three deep in the back pocket. It was needless to say, even when I was by myself in the back line, I used to punch after that.
Coaching takes all sort of forms, as you well know. Barks being in the hot seat yourself and now doing a great job assisting Brendan Bolt and the Blues. A big game this weekend. I'm going up for that clash on the Gold Coast on Saturday night. Looking forward to seeing how the Blues respond after the big win last week. Appreciate your time.
Thanks, boys. Have a good day.
Johnny Barker, assistant coach of the Blues. It's not too late to sign up as a member in 2017, and why wouldn't you? After last week's performance, be bound by blue and join Carlton as a member this season. Visit the website carltonfc.com.au to